Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 46. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Interlude. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Interlude. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord, see how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Interlude. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 46 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This is a psalm, like many others, that is worth memorizing. Every word is important, every line is quotable, and every verse can bring light in the storm. God is our refuge and strength. So why do we so often run to other people and other things to help us feel better? Though the mountains crumble, those who are in the Lord can feel no fear, he is everlasting. His city of joy cannot be destroyed, no matter how much hate the world throws at it. His victory is forever. We can look back in history, both in the Bible and our lives, and see the glorious works of the Almighty. Right now, pour out your problems to the Lord. He is our refuge and strength.
Be still.
Be still.
Be still.
Be still.
Be still. Not frozen with fear, but still with his peace. His strength, not our frantic problem solving, will overcome the issues. Be still. Our fear makes everything worse. There will be a time to move, but first be still. Come first to the Prince of Peace and be still. Only after that, move forward. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What time of the day can you be still before the Lord? If God's expectation is for you to be still before him, written in verse 10 from what we just read, what is your expectation of God as you practice being still before him? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.